I remember the first time that I went to Thunder Bay and came in and drove around, and even though I knew all about what these things did and what its ship size was relative to storage capacity, I hadn't related it. You know, my mind hadn't understood the scale of these facilities. And that, as I say, I can't remember the date or the time, but I remember the feeling. And then going in and the roar of the engines and the power, and then saying, okay, get on the Humphrey lift, you know, get on, step on and go up the belt, you know, and up there. So, I mean, it was an amazing time, and I've many, many times back there since, but I do remember just being blown away with the massiveness of and the things you learn. I was just the other out at the lake with some friends a few weeks ago, and we were talking about ice and boats and everything, and somebody was saying, oh, I've got this idea, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a pipe out, and we're going to have some bubbles come up, and we're going to keep the ice back in the slip, you know, so the boat can... I said, so what's new about that? I remember bubbles and the slips, keeping the slips open beside the terminals and bringing air up, bringing the warm air up with the bubbles by putting these bubble machines up the slips and getting an extra few days or whatever you did out of ice-free time on the slip. And these things keep, you know, sort of bouncing back.